You're welcome to Glow Music and to this Bethel Encounter message. Bethel Encounter is an afternoon prayer session set by the direction of God. It is targeted at gospel music servants and lovers, that is, singers, instrumentalists, music directors, music pastors, and key stakeholders in the music aspect of kingdom service. As believers, and especially as ministers of God in music, please be encouraged to participate in all these prayer sessions every week according to God's direction. Please stay tuned to this message.
It's another glorious Friday. The Lord bless you for your labor of love in His kingdom, all the sacrifices you make. Your labor will never be in vain. Taking the pain, taking the steps that consistently staying in fellowship, praying this midday, the Lord will ensure that your labor is not in vain. We see in Psalm 37 verse 4, when we delight ourselves in the Lord, He grants us the desires of our hearts. Our part is just to stay with the Lord in obedience, serve Him, and He will surely take care of all our needs, as Jesus said, that for our Heavenly Father knoweth that we have need of these things. Every need will be met, even as He's our present help in time of need, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Today, this glorious Friday at Bethel Encounter, you are welcome as we get into prayer today. We know from Isaiah chapter 61 verse 1, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. Isaiah 61 verse 1. From this scripture, we have had the monthly theme, Jesus, my deliverer. Today, our prayer is centered on eternal glory of the delivered. Eternal glory of the delivered. Our main scripture is from Colossians chapter 1, verse 13. Who had delivered us from the power of darkness and had translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son. And from this scripture, we see that the ultimate goal of deliverance is that we share in Christ's eternal glory. He delivers us from the power of darkness, and then He translates us into the kingdom of His dear Son, where we know we are joint heirs with Christ. So sharing in the eternal glory of our risen Savior, Jesus Christ. So we are not delivered and just translated into emptiness. That's why the gospel of salvation is truly the gospel of the kingdom. Jesus did not come just to preach salvation. He came to save His people, and He didn't come to save them into emptiness or into some void. He saves people by translating them into His kingdom. There's no middle ground. Either you are under the influence of the world and in the world, or you are in the kingdom of God. And for us, specifically, the kingdom of Jesus Christ, that's the kingdom of the dear Son of our Father in heaven. Understand that the kingdom of God is big. You cannot imagine the vastness of the kingdom of God. Within the kingdom of God, you have the seraphims, you have the cherubims, all the kinds of angels, you have saints who are past and gone. The kingdom of God is so big, you cannot fathom or imagine how big the kingdom of God is. But within the kingdom of God, there's the kingdom of His dear Son. Those of us who have been bought by the blood of Christ Jesus. And as I said, it's not just preaching salvation. You are saved into a kingdom. So you see that Jesus, when He came, He keeps preaching, about the kingdom, about the kingdom, about the kingdom. The kingdom of God. Salvation, the message of salvation can never be complete unless it is related to the kingdom of God. So if you've given your life to Christ Jesus, you are a citizen of God's kingdom, a citizen in the kingdom of his dear son. Jesus has his mark on you as a citizen of his kingdom. That's why it is his righteousness that covers us. We have been brought into this kingdom through Christ Jesus. Now, main principle is that we are delivered, not just delivered, but into a relationship with God, into an assignment. As we see a shadow of what was to come, we see it from the Israelites that Moses would tell Pharaoh, "Let my people go." Not to go into the wilderness just to go and hang around, not to go for excursion, but delivered from Egypt. Why? So that they may serve me. Service, the servant having a relationship with his master. That is service. They were delivered and then into an original assignment, an original relationship that we're supposed to have with the master. Today, because of the revelation of this, that you are being delivered, not into emptiness, but being delivered into a relationship with the Lord, even into an assignment for you to serve the Lord and to do more for the Lord, you'll be delivered from every holding circumstance that stops you from full service of the Lord in the name of Jesus. And we go into our first prayer, or we see that we are freed from darkness and brought into a kingdom of glory. Every earthly deliverance points to that eternal reality. Our first prayer, we are praying, Father in heaven, let the hope of future glory strengthen me through present battles in Jesus' name. And it's from Romans chapter 8, verse 18. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. We go through present sufferings, but not giving up, holding on to the Lord because of a future glory. And we are praying, as you see the prayer on your screen, that the Lord, our Father in heaven, would help us keep our eyes on the hope of this future glory and be strengthened through present battles in Jesus' name. Lift up your voice and begin to pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Jesus. Let the hope of future glory strengthen me through my present battles. In the name of Jesus, give me the strength to go through the present battle, to go through the next step, to go through the next level.
Never giving up. Holding on, keep my eyes fixed on the future hope of glory, in the mighty name of Jesus, not to turn to the left or right, Lord, but to keep our eyes focused on you in the name of Jesus. We are praying our second prayer from 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 17b. We are praying that, Father in heaven, keep my eyes on the day when my assignments are complete and I am forever with you in Jesus' name. Keep my eyes on the day when my assignments are complete and I'm forever with you in Jesus' name. As we see in the song, I'll live with you forever. One of Glow Music's songs, that in my place you died and rose again. And because of this, I have hope that I will live forever with you. As you see the prayer on your screens, begin to pray from 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 17b. In relation to we being ever with the Lord, lift up your voice and begin to pray.
Jesus, our Father in heaven, keep our eyes on the day when we have completed our assignments and we will be forever in the name of Jesus. Help us to keep in mind that we will be with you forever, and let that be our focus and our motivation to do right, to live by you, to walk in our purpose in the name of Jesus and fulfill our assignments.
In the name of Jesus. We are praying our last prayer from Revelations 1:6. And admit as kings and priests unto God and his Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. We are praying, Father in heaven, my deliverer, receive everlasting glory for love and washing and free me from darkness in Jesus' name. One more time. Father in heaven, my deliverer, receive everlasting glory for love and washing and free me from darkness in Jesus' name. We know he washes us by his word. He loves us, comforting us by his Holy Spirit. And even because of the sacrifice of Jesus, an example of his love towards us and freeing us not only by salvation, but also on daily basis, he freeing us and delivering us from the works of darkness. Lift up your voice and begin to pray in the mighty name of Jesus, in appreciation for all that the Lord has done for us in Jesus' name.
Thank you for delivering me. Thank you for washing me. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for washing me. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for delivering me. Thank you for delivering me. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for washing me. Thank you for washing me. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for delivering me. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for washing me. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for washing me. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for washing me. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for washing me. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for washing me. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for washing me. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for washing me. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for washing me. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for washing me. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for washing me. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for washing me. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for washing me. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for washing me. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for washing me. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for
The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. So sin leads to death. But God has made a provision. This provision is his dear son, Jesus Christ, who came to die on the cross. A very shameful death. Prophesied about centuries ago, but it had to happen so that all of us could access God's saving package. Christ Jesus, his dear son. If today you accept the Lord Jesus as your Lord, if you believe in him and receive him, scripture says that he gives you the power to become a son and you have access to eternal life. So just say this short prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe your word, which says that I'm a sinner. Please forgive me of my sins. I repent of all my ways, Lord, and I turn to you. Please, as you have forgiven me, Lord, fill me with your Holy Spirit and grant me the grace to live a life that is pleasing unto you. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, I thank you that today I am born again. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. This is what Jesus has done for us. Lift your voice and sing with me. Amam fra foyeni chefa.
To Christ in the service, please contact us via email info@globemusicministry.com or call or chat with us through 026-000-9090. God richly bless you.
Amen.
God bless you for being part of today's session. Our vision as a ministry is to become a global non-denominational music outreach ministry which propagates the gospel of salvation through music to the unsaved and build up the saved through fellowship and scripturally sound music. Join us every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. As you learn every week and pray, your life and ministry will experience transformation in the light of God's word. Amen. Glow Music. Stand out with God.